Now, about 10 years ago this month, researchers reported in the journal Science that they had found a hormone in mice that controlled appetite. And this led to rampant speculation that scientists were on the verge of finding the perfect diet pill, something that would let people ignore the most tempting food and desserts and what have you. Well, you know, as we've heard, it's never that simple. There are drugs that are coming on the market, and there have been enormous strides in understanding how this hormone controls weight, but it's hardly become the magic diet pill. And so we just thought it would be a good time to bring us up to date on that story. The hormone's called leptin, and Jeffrey Friedman was one of the first people to identify it and has been studying what it does. Jeffrey Friedman is the Howard Hughes Medical Investigator and the Marilyn M. Simpson Professor at Rockefeller University. He's also the head of the Laboratory of Molecular Genetics there. Thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
So Dr. Ernstberger just mentioned another GLP analog or a GLP antagonist. I can't remember which. But anyway, is leptin on a path that we'll be hearing about that in front of the FDA at some point, or a leptin-like compound?
Well, leptin is a hormone made by fat that sends a signal to the brain, essentially reporting the amount of fat that's stored, and modulates the activity of nerve centers that in turn regulate appetite and energy expenditure. What we've learned in the last 10 years about its therapeutic potential is that leptin is most efficacious in settings where the individual doesn't make enough of it. And that includes a variety of conditions that are not actually associated with obesity. But probably a subset of obese people do make low leptin levels, and I think at some point the potential usefulness of leptin in people who make too little of it is going to be explored.
I see. And I mean, what's the exploration like? Are we more learning basic things about regulation of food, or are we really on the path to a therapy here?
Well, I think they're inextricable. What we've learned with the identification of leptin and many other molecules, some of which you just heard about, is that there's a very robust and admittedly complex biological system that controls weight and maintains it within a range that most people find it very difficult to deviate from. Now, this biological system is composed of molecules, of which leptin is a component and of which many other components are also being identified. And I think that as we learn more about how this system is put together, a whole host of new therapeutic opportunities are going to emerge, and some of them are already under development.
I see. And just quickly, I mean, we only have a few seconds left, but it just seems that the hormonal and psychological and physiological control of appetite is just a very complicated thing and hard to reduce to a single molecule. I guess that's what the basic lesson here is.
Well, I mean, I think evolution has a lot invested in making sure we get our nutrition as a species just right, and it shouldn't be surprising that it would be complicated, especially since we're talking about a complex behavior. But at a deeper level, what we're trying to think about is the fact that there are basic drives that in people, at least, often compete with higher cognitive drives. And so while in many people the higher cognitive desire might say eat less and lose weight, that often runs counter to a basic biological drive to eat that all living organisms share. And I think in time, most of the answers and progress, I believe, is going to come from understanding how that basic circuitry is put together.
Okay, Dr. Friedman, thanks very much. Dr. Friedman is a professor at Rockefeller University. We're going to continue our discussion about surgery as a treatment for obesity, but thank you for that update on hormone leptin. You're listening. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us.